This is a letter directed to the Control Equipment Corporation. Written by Z. Charnot, Friday, January the 8th, 1982. Mr. Odd W. Ryden, President, Control Equipment Corporation, 171 Lincoln Street, Lowell, Massachusetts, USA, 01851. Regarding Earth Labs Controlled Environment Cropping System. Dear Mr. Ryden, thanks to your company for your interest and your telephone call. I apologize for taking so long to gather this information to begin to respond to your willingness to help with the control system. Enclosed you will find 5 items. 1. An overview of the system with the cover title Increasing World Food Production. 2. A 3-page description of some of the controls required, titled The Microprocessor in a VTO Controlled Environment Cropping System. 3. A schematic of many of the control functions. The more recent control functions are not included. 4. The patent application on the control system that has already been filed. Another application with further controls is being prepared for filing now. 5. The hydroponic patent application drawings. The text will be sent later as our relationship develops. I need to determine exclusive or non-exclusive relationships in each field of interest and territory of interest. This requires that I learn what each company can do reliably and competently. I'm sure questions will occur as you begin to understand the system. I look forward to the pleasantness of working with you. Kind regards, Z.P. Charnot, Ph.D., Executive Director of Operations, Earth Lab Vital Environmental Systems Limited. Enclosures as described. The company responded, and Z wrote back again, Monday, February the 1st, 1982, to Mr. Stephen Halley, Sales Manager, Control Equipment Corporation, 171 Lincoln Street, Lowell, Massachusetts, USA, 10-01-851, regarding hydroponic nutrient solution, carbon dioxide concentration in atmosphere. Dear Mr. Halley, thank you for your letter of January 25th, 1982. I have read the enclosure with care. We are approaching 2 immediate installations. That may mean that we need to target on both a possible immediate and a possible advanced contribution of Control Equipment Corporation. Heading, Trace Elements. The 6 minimum trace elements we need to control are iron, 2.00 to 5.00 parts per million, manganese, 0.10 to 1.00 parts per million, copper, 0.01 to 0.10 parts per million, boron, 0.02 to 0.20 parts per million, molybdenum, 0.01 to 0.10 parts per million. Of these 6, I find only molybdenum missing from your listed experience. Other elements which are of importance to use because of the wide range of plants we crop are aluminum, chlorine, silicon, sodium. Of these, perhaps only silicon is not within your published experience range. Heading, Macro Element Chemicals. Most of these are nitrates, sulfates, or perhaps potassium chloride. Calorimetric methods appear to satisfy these needs at sample rates of perhaps 110 to 120 per hour, which is satisfactory. We also need pH control. Heading, State of the Art. I notice your statement, quote, we are currently developing a computer control system. The approach does appeal to me. I am simply concerned about how far you are towards being able to help. We use APL as a computer language nearly exclusively. This is partly because of intended use of the IP-SHARP World Communications Network and our own understanding experiences using this language. We now use an MCM microcomputer, but we have a Megatel on site at one of the two immediate locations. Could you commit yourselves to an operational system for minimum performance in perhaps 4 months? We are willing to work with you patiently, and one of the installations at hand are chambers in an especially easy atmosphere of about 4,000 square feet, about an hour's travel radius from our major facility near Trenton, Ontario. Heading: atmospheric carbon dioxide / oxygen. In the past, we have used infrared with complex sampling techniques, Grubb Parsons of England, to monitor and to control the carbon dioxide over a range of 330 to 1300 parts per million. Can you undertake any assistance in this area? I look forward to swiftly progressing our determinations about the possibility of working with Control Equipment Corporation. Kind regards, Z.P. Charnot, Ph.D., Executive Director of Operations, Earth Lab Vital and Environmental Systems.